Good morning, everyone. As we continue to work through the Megillah, we find ourselves in the 8th parak. In the 7th parak, we saw that Haman has been hung. Esther's plan has worked to its most brilliant end in that she creates this situation that Ahasuerus thinks Haman is taking her kingdom, and Haman is then killed by Ahasuerus after Harvona suggests they use the gallows for Mordechai. The 8th parak starts, everything's turned around. In fact, now Mordechai, Baal of Ne'amelech, Mordechai can now come in and out of the king's courtyard. Kihigida Esther Mahula, because Esther has revealed who she is, how Mordechai is related to her, and this is a complete, 180 from earlier in the Megillah, and that's what the Megillah here says, Kihigida Esther Mahula. She now has told Ahasuerosh. Earlier in the Megillah, Ain Esther Magedes. She doesn't tell. She doesn't reveal who she is. And now, not only has her plan worked wonderfully, but she can reveal who she is. She requests from Ahasuerus, please, now that Haman is dead, let's stop this decree. And Ahasuerus, unfortunately says, there's not much I can do. There's not much I can do. The rest of the Megillah, as we'll see, is really Esther trying to reverse the decree. Once the decree in Shushan was that the Jews should die, there's not much that anybody can do. And she has to work hard. That's why we have the two battles at the end, the 2 days of battle at the end of the Megillah, is to reverse that decree. But now when she speaks to the king, when she makes this great request, this is what Mordechai had asked her to do. Let's not forget, the story does not end when Haman dies. There is this whole effort she has to put on at the end. And when she says, Ahasuerus, please save my people, that is exactly what Mordechai had asked her to say earlier. Kimachareish tacharishi, don't be quiet, go speak to the king, and now she does it. But there is an interesting word that appears in the Megillah here. When she makes this plea to Ahasuerus, she says, Ki echecho uchal viraisi, it's laying in the echatun, how can I bear to see what's happening? What's happening to my people? I can't see what's happening, but of Dan Moladiti. This word, Eichacha, you do not find anywhere else in Tanakh. The only other time you find this word, Eichacha, in Tanakh is actually in Shir HaShirim. There is so much literary, overlap between Megillas Esther and so many other stories. For example, her language here mimics Yehuda's language when he speaks in front of Yosef. But what's this word, Eichacha? Shir HaShirim is all about a love story that's really the Jews and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's about the beloved looking for his beloved. The whole searching. And in the 5th parak of Shir HaShirim, we're told that finally it's late at night, Ani Yeshena V'Libier, I went to sleep, and when I went to sleep, Kol Dodido Fake, I hear a knock at my door, Pischili Achosi Rayosi, oh my gosh, it's my beloved, it's my dove, but Pashatati Es Kuntanti, I'm already in bed, Eichacha El Bashena, how am I should get dressed, V'Rachatzi Es Raglai, I already washed my, I'm done. Eichacha tanfeim, should I like get them dirty again? Eichacha in Shir HaShirim is a reference to a missed opportunity. Oh, it was so close. The whole night, the beloved was searching for the beloved, and they missed it. Ah. And then when there's a final knock at the door, they say, it's too late. I'm already in bed. I forget about it. I'll deal with it a different time. Perhaps the Megillah is telling us, as Professor Grossman from the Gush Yeshiva explains, perhaps the Megillah is telling us that Esther was almost a story of Eichacha, almost a story of this missed opportunity. Almost, she doesn't get involved. And what happens? Who knows what would have happened to the Jewish people. But when Esther does open that door, Esther is a person who gets up, who gets dressed again, who goes to knock on the, who hears that Kol Dodido Fake and answers the door. And it's such a crucial message with the Megillah. There are so many times that we hear knocks on our door, and we say either it's too late, I'm too tired, I've already been involved, somebody else will take care of it, or I'll deal with it a different time. But when that knock happens, and Esther, if anybody could have claimed me, I'm a no-name girl in the court of a king who runs an entire empire that is the entire world. He already killed his previous or exiled his previous wife. And I'm supposed to somehow save the Jewish people who, mind you, don't want to be saved because they stayed in exile. And now I'm supposed to save the day. Did anybody have a better claim to say, Eicha Chael Bashena? Ah, the Kamad, that's crazy talk. I'm going to save the day. And yet Esther does. And Esther is a reminder that everybody has that ability to impact that change in many different facets and many different ways, but to make it a story not of going to sleep, but of waking up and knocking and opening the door when we hear the knock. Have a wonderful day.